Praise the Lord and good morning, dear church and dear people of God. May God bless you. Let me encourage you from the book of Psalm, chapter 29 and verse 11. It says, "The Lord gives strength to his people. The Lord blesses his people with peace." I love that. Hallelujah. Psalmist David writes about how the Lord blesses his people. An unknown writer wrote, "Not merely in the words you say, not merely in your deeds confessed, but in the most unconscious way is Christ expressed. And from your eyes he beckons me, and from your heart his love is shed, till I lose sight of you and see Christ the Lord instead." My dear brothers and sisters, as Christians, we enjoy the benefits and the blessings of being saved, being born again by the Spirit. And the benefits of that is joy, peace, contentment, with the rivers of living waters flowing out of such a life, as Jesus said in John 7:38. And knowing Christ as a personal Savior, experiencing the guiding presence of the Holy Spirit, and living with a glorious hope for eternity should produce a dramatic difference in the personality and lifestyle of every true believer. Christ's redemptive work provides not only for our eternal glory, but also for a full and abundant life now. As the scripture says in John 10:10, "The thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I have come," Jesus said, "I have come to give you life and life more abundantly." Amen. So professing Christian, we must, as professing Christians, proclaim, declare, and decree the glory of God, and let that river of God flow through our belly, reaching the unreached people, setting the captives free, healing the sick, preaching the good news to the poor, and doing good unto all mankind. You know, when I was growing up in the Sunday school, we were taught that beautiful song, "I've got peace like river, I've got peace like river, I've got peace like river in my soul." So it was joy, faith, love, Christ, you know. We used to sing like that, and it was beautiful. It's a great reminder to sing such spirituals, to understand that, you know, God has given us everything so that we can represent him correctly. So what did Jesus say? In the book of John, chapter 14 and verse 27, he says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." So today, this morning, my dear brothers and sisters, ask God to make your life truly reflect the peace, joy, faith, and love of his indwelling presence as you seek to be an effective representative for him. And allow the Holy Spirit to produce the rivers of living water in your daily living. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have given to us. We thank you that you are an awesome God, a good God, a great God, a mighty God, a God who never fails, a God who never changes. You have said, O Lord, in your scriptures that heaven and earth will pass away, but not even a single word of God, of Christ, will ever pass. Not even a stroke of a law will pass away. Lord, we can securely and surely depend and lean on the promises of your word, and lean on the word of God, knowing that that's eternal foundation, and that's eternal. Oh, Father God, that we will not be moved. And I pray today that we'll be able to be great and good ambassadors of Jesus Christ. Oh, Father, in us and through us, the life of Christ will shine brightly, and the rivers of God will flow mightily, reaching the people who are languishing for salvation, who are down out, depressed, and lost in this world, that we'll be able to save them, O Father. Give us the grace today. Today, Lord, I thank you for your flock as they step out to their jobs, into their businesses, and running the errands for the day. I pray that your great grace and glory will abound over their lives. You will keep them from the evil one, preserve them, protect them. Lord God Almighty, you will prosper them under your holy care. Father God, I pray for the ones who may be sick in our midst. I take authority over every spirit of infirmity, and I cast it out from their bodies in the mighty name of Jesus. For by your wounds and by your stripes, they were healed. Hallelujah. We give you the praise, glory, honor, dominion, power, and authority, because it is all yours and yours alone. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.